During the following weeks, Strat felt an uncanny flood of inspiration from Celia's advice and decided to travel to new places on the island using the Dragonfly tram system. The Gladys taught him how difficult flowers were to draw when they refused to sit still. The Never Tribe PX taught him that every room had its own personality. The Never Hive taught him that color could be louder than music if it was arranged properly. Every stop taught Strat something that Celia had already known. Art never ran out of things to say. When he was visiting the Neverhive, he realized he'd passed those cityscapes hundreds of times when he went to South Tropolis High. But in his depression and funk, he never saw the true Neverhive. But with his pastels and air paint pen in hand, Strat's creative juices flowed through every blood vessel, every nerve ending, every fiber of his being. Before he went home to Celia's apartment, Strat had to see the sunset from Ritual Rock. The sky clicked with static and blinked ribbons of rainbow energy, and Strat tried his hardest to take a cameo grab of them with his antenna, but they popped faster than he could. An amused giggle reached Strat's left ear, and he turned to his left and realized he was not alone on that cliff. Tetrazin? It was the Never Tribe Elder's giggle daughter, a fairy named Tetrazin Saul. Her sultry, playful voice mirthfully muttered, "Long time no see, Strat. You could have at least told me you filed a change of address," she chuckled. "Celestine told me about your magical artistry tour, and she was very, very impressed." "Thanks, Tetra," replied Strat. Celestine, Tetra's human cousin, and Celestine's boyfriend, Blackbird, ran the PX, and hearing them say that he should be the one making their postcards and greeting cards said it all. Tetra and Celestine were playful by nature, but they were also honest to a fault, and Celestine was vocal about what appealed to her tastes. Tetrazin's curiosity and nostalgia led her to that cliff, hoping to catch her old crush. "Mind if I take a look at these?" Strat felt that urge to freeze in place again, but this time he refused to divert any kilojoule of neural pulse to a habit that he fought his hardest to break. Without hesitation, he gave Tetrazin the sketchpad, and she began her investigation of the goods, as it were. Tetra flipped the pages quickly, but softly, and the gleam from the side view of her eye and the aback expression on her face, it was hard to discern which never being on that cliff was in greater shock. "Stratty, I have a good mind to convene a grand jury on you." "Say what?" recoiled Strat as Tetra puckishly gazed back at him. "That's right, Casanobug. Hiding such a heartwarming style of art from a weary world ought to be an indictable offense." Right as he tried to think of what to say next, the strong winds carried a stream of pollen that hit his nostrils. He sneezed faster than he could react. Mucus rained all over Tetra. But...